The Delegate General of Quebec in New York represents the provincial government in the mid-Atlantic and northeastern U.S. Last October, a new provincial government was elected, and in February, the Quebec Premier appointed Catherine Loubier to the position. She has a business and political background, including working as an advisor to former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Most recently, she led the transition team for the new Quebec premier. During a visit to Plattsburgh, she told WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief, Pat Bradley, she accepted the position because Quebec has always been at the heart of her career.
I've always had the economic development of Quebec at heart, the betterment of Quebec people and social ties with the world, but especially with the U.S., When I encountered Premier back then, candidate Legault, I thought that his vision, he was talking about a international turn, a virage international. So I thought that was really interesting because, like him, I see that Quebec can do better and create more prosperity and better paying jobs for today, but the generations to come as well. So that was the calling that made me say yes to this position. And I thought I had enough diplomatic experience and business sense to be able to understand both what to do on the Hill in Washington, but as well to grow businesses here and in a win-win, especially in this region, in a win-win situation for both companies in the U.S. and in Quebec, because we're so integrated that it's important we grow together and remain very much linked to each other.
When you spoke to the Chamber of Commerce during your visit here in Plattsburgh, you talked about that linkage. You also talked about Premier Legault's vision for Quebec and how that can be linked together. You also talked about how Quebecers were dissatisfied with the previous Quebec government, and that's one reason why the CAQ, the party of the new government, won. Why were Quebecers dissatisfied? I understand that you have had a strong economy, and that's what Premier Legault is building upon.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to get into politics directly. Most of all, I think Quebecers voted for a change. That's the key word. Liberals had been there, or the PQ in Quebec had been there for some 40 years. So the offer of the CAQ was one for change. Education, health, and the economy are the three priorities that were put forward mostly to Quebecers. And I think that they were ready to see this this change and really having the a close relationship between the elected representatives and the population. Maybe that had been lost over time a little bit, and there was a need to reconnect. And that's, I think, what appealed to Quebecers to vote Premier Legault in power.
In the relationship between Quebec and New York in particular, you stated that Quebec and New York have an annual $8.1 billion cross-border trade annually. But you also said more could be done with New York State. Are you looking at specific sectors where you can expand cross-border relationships or cross-border trade?
Yes, we're looking at specific sectors. You know, in the past 10, 15 years, the trade between our two countries was higher. It's gone a bit lower. And so that's why I think there is place to grow. And the sectors that I think we can do this in are varied. But certainly transportation, which is very strong in this region, aerospace, with the big companies, but also better working with ecosystems of companies, smaller companies that grew around these sectors. Another sector would be energy, clean energy, transportation and energy more largely. Certainly there also around Hydro-Quebec, there is an industry in Quebec. We are a leader. We are a leader, and the premier said it. We want to be the battery of the North and selling more electricity in the right way so that it's a win-win for the state. And I know that the governor has very aggressive objectives for 2030, and we'd love to contribute more to that with Hydro-Quebec. And then finally, aside from consumer goods, agri-foods and life science, innovation and AI in particular, I think is a domain that offers lots of opportunities. Montreal is recognized as an AI center. Mr. Bengio at Mila was recognized just a few days ago for winning the Nobel Prize, if I may, of artificial intelligence. So there's a convergence of researchers and PhDs in Montreal right now forming a very, very powerful cluster. And every giant, every company is looking into AI right now to make sure that they don't miss the turn of AI, which will change our industries in the future. So that's one other area where we really want to focus, including here in the region.
Your job is covering a huge region, the Mid-Atlantic states, and you're down in Washington a lot. Our congresswoman is co-chairing the Northern Border Caucus in this session of Congress. What kind of interaction and role will you play with the members of that caucus?
Mm-hmm. So first of all, I spoke briefly to Congresswoman Stefanik, but I was really happy to touch down with her because we share a lot of interests. I intend to accompany the delegation with Garrett Douglas and Congresswoman Stefanik and others in May in Washington to make sure that we see what's coming and we represent the interests of both the region and Quebec. For example, there's an infrastructure bill coming up and a transportation bill coming up, and we want to make sure that roadblocks and unproductive, you know, barriers to trade or to making things together are not in the way.
I know that you have a long political background. You worked for Stephen Harper, a former Premier of Canada. You were on the transition team for the current Quebec Premier. You've only been the Delegate General of Quebec in New York for about 6 weeks. I'm wondering if you've encountered any surprises in your current job.
That's a good question. Surprises. No, I think it's a good mix of politics and business, and I feel comfortable in both. And so since my arrival, most of all, organizing, putting together an action plan for the next 4 years with the priority of reflecting Premier Legault's main items, such as growing exports to the world and attracting more investments in Quebec.
The Office of Delegate General of Quebec in New York, Catherine Loubier, is in Rockefeller Center in New York City. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.